The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.H. Isaki. Bishop E.H. Isaki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.H. Isaki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Child, will you answer? I said hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles, or the gadget on which you have your Bible. Lift it up high above your head. High above your head. And let's take our song. Can we go?
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. Without measure, we will travel together, my Bible and I. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. Travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, indeed, we thank you for your word. We travel together with your word. This perilous journey, this dangerous journey of life, how can we make it without your word? We are grateful for giving us your way. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We submit ourselves to your counsel. We submit ourselves to your instructions. We submit ourselves to your word. We ask that your word will guide us. Your word will lead us. Your word will cause us to triumph. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that you be gracious to us and you will bless us. Minister your word of life to us. May these ancient words bring light to our path and cause us to know your will and know your purpose. Be glorified in every life today in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Right. Well, we are blessed to be here. Amen. And we thank God for his grace and mercy. Amen. Thank God that you made it through the rain. It's a blessing, isn't it? And it's a good thing that we can be here and receive and enjoy the word of God every week. I have a couple of announcements I need to make before we proceed. Number one, we are starting 21 days of prayer and fasting. If you didn't clap, you are a suspect. You are a suspect. Starting from tomorrow, the 10th of September, and we end it on the 30th of September. So the whole of September is going to be, from now onwards, going to be time of prayer and fasting. I like the way you are nodding. It means a good idea, isn't it? Yeah, amen. It's a very good idea. And you need to, you know, God impressed on my heart, beginning of the month, that he's going to do extraordinary miracles in our lives. And we are going to pray down the blessing of God in our lives. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. The Bible says, and God, this is the Amplified Bible, and God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. Amen. To the extent, the next verse, verse 12, it says that, so that handkerchiefs and towels and or aprons which had touched his skin were carried away and put upon the sick, and their diseases left them. Amen. Now I'm talking about extraordinary miracles. Somebody say extraordinary miracles. Do you believe in extraordinary miracles? When something is ordinary, it means that it is common. I'm going to give you a little on the understand. I'm going to give you the meaning of the word extraordinary. But you know, when something is extraordinary, that means that it is not ordinary. It is not ordinary. God wants to do extraordinary miracles in your life. Amen. The word extraordinary means fantastic. May God do fantastic miracles in your life. The word extraordinary means unprecedented. Miracles that you have not seen, may they appear in your lives in the name of Jesus. God will do unprecedented miracles. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Again, the word extraordinary means uncommon. It is not common. Amen. The word extraordinary also means, of course, this is there unusual. Amen. I said amen. How many of you are expecting unusual miracles? You are going to receive things that you have never received before. Oh, your amen is very suspect. Hallelujah. God will do it. And God can do it. I said God can do it. And God will surely do it. That is the assurance he's giving me. And that is why we are going to be fasting and praying. Hallelujah. That we'll see the hand of God like never before in our lives. Amen. I said amen. The word extraordinary also means out of this world. The word extraordinary also means eye-popping. May God do eye-popping miracles in your life. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right here. Amen. I said amen. It also means exceptional. Say exceptional. I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. It also means unheard of. Miracle that they have not heard of. They will happen in your life. Say, I receive it. Now, all these and other ones, it also means superior. All these are things that God, I believe God is impressing on our heart. That's why we are all praying together and fasting. Now, this type of prayer and fasting is called the Daniel type of prayer and fasting. In the book of Daniel, Bible says that, and Daniel said, he will not look at it. It says that, I ate no unpleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. That means, use the New Living so that we can see the modern way of it. All the time, I had eaten no rich food. Now, what is rich food in Ghana? What is rich food? Hello? Fufu and what? Fufu and abenkwai. Hello? Pardon? No rich food. Now, what is rich food in Ghana? What else? Banku and okra stew. Or banku and tilapia. Fufu and nkatinkwai. Upper prince with crabs. No rich food. Like Keke and Pepe. It's no rich food. You see the girl woman? The girl woman is like Keke and Pepe. It's no rich food. What a shock. No, one bowl of Keke has 1,200 calories. One bowl. You ate three before you came. You say, hey, now you have 3,600 calories. You have eaten into your body. Pizza is a rich food, but no Keke. Keke Pepe there with Kelly Willie on the side. All right. You can make the Keke to ice Keke. All right. But he said, look at it, that all the time I had eaten no rich food, no meat, which includes the fish that you're talking about, or wine crossed my lips. Wow. And I use no fragrant lotion. That one is another level. Sheesh. No, we can't say no deodorant. Hey, we don't want problems in the church. Are you there? So let's stop only at the first part. Amen. Daniel was very, very powerful. All the time, I had eaten no rich food. So what we are going to do these 3 weeks from tomorrow, we are going to stay away from rich food. Efo, what do you think? It's not going to be easy in your house. I tell you, your wife will be on leave. Yeah, no rich food. So which means that all I'm asking you is that, you know, normally in this type of fast, people have vegetables, they have fruits. But Ghana, what vegetable are you going to eat? What fruit are you going to get? Coconut juice. So I'm just making it easy for everybody. I want you to skip one major meal, that your lunch, for 21 days. Is it easy? Pardon? What a breakfast? What do you eat the lunch for breakfast? That's a problem. No, decide to avoid rich food. Amen. So we should make it 2 meals. 1 meal a day is enough. What do you think? You can eat either breakfast, or you can eat lunch, or you can eat supper. Just 1 meal a day. How many of you can agree that it's a good idea? Can I see your hand and say if it's a good idea? Can you attempt it? Can you try it? Are you sure? Can I see your hand if you? Choristers, your hands are. Jesus. Hallelujah. Right. So, all of us are going to have one major meal. Say one major meal. I didn't hear you. Amen. Pardon? Are snacks allowed? What school did you go to? I said one major. We don't understand English. Impressive JSS. Snacks are minor meals. Who told you? All right. So please, that's all. Now we are going to meet and pray. Amen. Every day, you see, every week we are going to change the way it's going to go. Our meetings are going to go. Amen. From this week, I'm going to make it easy. You are going to come and pray. The church is going to be open. You are going to meet at the Love Chapel, at the Kadesh Towers. The day you are born, you are going to come and pray. Are you there? So if you are born on Monday, you are coming to pray. And we are praying from 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. 7 hours of prayer. Clap your hands for the Lord. How many are Monday borns in the church? Can I see Monday borns? Uncle K, you're in trouble. Monday borns, Monday borns, Monday borns. All right. So we expect every Monday born. Pastors, you're composing for all of you every day. But I'm not saying that fast only on Monday. So if you're born on Monday, I'm not saying fast on the whole week. But you're coming here is the when you're coming to pray. But fasting there, all of us. Say amen. Amen. So Monday borns are going to come to pray from 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. And then Tuesday boys are going to come on Tuesday and pray from when? Till 9 p.m. And then Wednesday boys are going to come and pray. And then Thursday boys are going to come. And Friday boys are also going to come from 9 to from 2 to. Now, the next week, the following week, we're going to have all night, and the one after, two all night along the way. Amen. But this one, we are going to pray. And Saturday bones, you are coming to pray from 2 p.m. to 9. And Sunday bones, after service, you are praying from 2 to 9. Is it easy? Can you try it? Are we going to pray down amazing and fantastic miracles? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still here? So this is the direction. And we are going to believe God together. Amen. And we are going to see God's help in our lives. Amen. I said amen. And we are starting tomorrow from tomorrow, that's the 10th till the 30th. You will not miss out on this season. I say you will not miss out on this season. Amen. Second announcement. You know, Pastor Isaac Sapor, who has been with us for a long time, is being transferred to Winneba. Pastor Isaac, can you come? Pastor Isaac, can you come? They want me to cry. I will not cry. He's a good son. A very, very, very good and anointed man of God. But he's going to pastor, take over the church in Winneba. Because the bishop there is being transferred to Burkina Faso. So he's going to handle the church. So what it means is that Winneba Church will be part of Kadesh. Hallelujah. But we'll definitely miss Pastor Isaac's prayer, isn't it? We'll miss him terribly. He's such a great, 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 great gift and a blessing. And a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful anointed man. And I know that God will use him greatly and mightily. Mightily. To the glory of God. Amen. So that is the next announcement. He'll be in the next 2 weeks, this week, next week, a week after, then he'll be gone. Okay, go and sit down before they are crying. Clap your hands for the Lord. And then, finally, on Friday the 14th of November, Okay, let me finish the announcement. Friday the 14th of November, we have a wedding. Reverend Pazi Kwame Asiedu Owusu is going to be consecrated as a bishop. Fantastic. All right, so some people don't know you, so if you don't mind, can you please come upstage, Jerry Pazzi? Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord for his blessing, amen. And now his job is a very special one, amen. He works very, very hard, as you see him pastoring here. He also has a lot of administrative duties. He is there. He's in charge of all of the UD churches. That means that all the 3,000, how many churches do we have? 3,450 churches. He is the administrator of all the churches. So he's the bishop in charge. What a blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord for such a wonderful, wonderful blessing. Amen. And we really thank God for this blessing. And please, remember me in your office. Hallelujah. But we are blessing the Kadesh to have the one who is in charge of all the churches in our church. Bishop right here. Amen. And we salute you and congratulate you. And we know that God can only do good things in our lives. Amen. So it will be at our campus, Anakazo campus, on Friday at 2 p.m. So if you can find your way there, you will be part. There's several other bishops are being consecrated, and he happens to be one of them in various offices. And we are so grateful for God's blessing and God's anointing and God's grace upon his life. Amen. Please, you may take your seat. He's bishop-elect. Pazzi. Amen. So from now till Friday, you have to call him bishop-elect. Until the consecration. Amen. Are we excited? Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, so here we are. I'm going to be pretty short this morning. Pastors are going to have a meeting with you at 2 o'clock. Very short meeting. So all of us should be available at 2 p.m. So this service is going to be short and other things, but 2 p.m. because I hear there are several things happening today, isn't it? Louise, am I right? Several activities today. So we need to have this short meeting and then carry on with all the other work. Amen. Let us pray one more time. Father, I want to thank you again for today. We are grateful to you for the privilege of coming before you and submitting ourselves to you and to your will. We are asking you to show us your will and be gracious to us. Minister to everyone that is here and help us to understand your will and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The devil is a liar. Are you here? This morning, there's a song that I woke up with, because I woke up earlier and there's so many thoughts going on in my mind. But then I remembered, I don't know, I'm sure many of you don't know it. This is my Father's world. It's a beautiful song, a hymn. But the first stanza says, "This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems often so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus died. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven shall be one." Amen. I want us to understand. You know, I've been preaching from this book, How You Can Preach Salvation, for 2 months. And I just want to share with you, turn the Bible with me to Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21. And this is going to be, I told you, a very short service. And then we'll move on from here. In this little passage that we all are familiar with, Bible says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said." May God visit you in the weeks ahead. "And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken." Every word that God has spoken shall come to pass in your life. How many of you are still in church this morning? No word of God will fall to the ground. Every word he has spoken shall come to pass. His promises are yea and amen in Christ. Say amen. Amen. "And the Lord visited Sarah," and he visited Sarah and said, as he has said, "And the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God has spoken to him." Amen. Now the Bible says he gave birth at the set time. That means that God has a set time for your life. Literally, say, "God has a set time for my life." Now, can I tell you something? God is never too late or too early. God has a set time. God has a clock in heaven. And God has your name and an alarm by your name. One of these days, the alarm is going to go on. And God is going to come through for your life. When you see somebody blessed, somebody moving higher, somebody things are happening, don't be jealous, because God has a set time for you. Say, God has a set time for me. You are next in line to be blessed. I see God locating somebody right there. I see God lifting his blessing upon somebody right there. God's set time is coming to your life. Say, I receive it. Am I talking to anybody here? There's nobody whose name is not in God's program. There's nobody here whose name is not on God's timetable. So when the word feels is delaying, when the word feels or makes you feel that it's never going to happen, I came to tell that word is, the devil is a liar. This is our Father's word. May God's word rule over the word of every liar and every devil in the name of Jesus. God has a set time for you. I say God has a set time for you. For your marriage, for your school, for your children, for your promotion, for your deliverance. May God's set time come in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm not an accident. Come on, say, I'm not an accident. Say, I'm not delayed. Say, I'm right on time. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? When you see somebody's wedding day being announced, clap for the person. Because one of these days, you'll be sitting here and we shall be clapping for you. Give the Lord a shout. When you see her dedicating a baby, don't be jealous. One of these days, you'll be the one whose baby we are going to be dedicating. I see your set time coming in the name of Jesus. God has a set time for you. Let me continue reading. Verse 3, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised. Notice he called him Isaac because Sarah laughed. When the angel said that Abraham was going to have a child, Sarah laughed, and Abraham got into trouble. And so when women make mistakes, the men get into trouble. When Sarah laughed, the angels asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? But I mean, who am I to know why Sarah is laughing? What a shock. The angel shall ask Sarah herself. Anyway, so Abraham called him Laughter, Isaac. I see you laughing all the way through. God will wipe your tears. Verse 4. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Clap your hands for the Lord. These are the words of Sarah. God has made me to laugh. Some of you, it's a long time you laughed. I said, it's a long time you laughed. But God said, I should tell you, he will make you to laugh. Did you say amen? Whatever you are believing God for, the set time is here. Amen. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, and all that hear will laugh with me. Those who laugh at you will laugh with you. Amen. I said, those who laughed at you, they will laugh with you. Amen. God will make you to laugh. Amen. Somebody can't see how it's going to happen. Somebody sitting here cannot comprehend what I'm saying. But I don't know what complication you find yourself. But Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old. And God blessed them. And God satisfied the longing of their hearts. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. The verse you're looking for is verse number 7. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? Or give him children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. The Amplified Bible says, and Sarah said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Who would have said? Who would have thought that Sarah was going to have a child? Who would have thought? I want to tell you something today as we close this short service, that God is going to give you who would have said miracle. Somebody say amen. Amen. Who would have said miracle? A miracle that Bible says, and Sarah said, who would have thought, or who would have said, who would have ever thought that you sitting here, you'll be sitting in a brand new car? God, I said, God is going to give you who would have said a miracle. Do you believe it? I said, God is going to give you what? Who would have said? Who would have said miracle? Are there believers here? Can I see your hand? If you believe, you believe it. He said, who would have ever thought? Who would have ever imagined that you, the family you came from, your background, I'm preaching. Who would have ever thought, imagined? Who would have ever imagined? Who would have ever thought that you will be blessed? As you receive it, who would have said blessing in your life? Come and say, I receive it. Your life will be a surprise. Can I have an amen? Your life will be a miracle. Those who knew you, nobody ever thought that this lady Sarah would ever hold a child in your hand. Sarah said, who would have ever imagined? As I was praying, God told me to come and encourage somebody's heart in the service. God told me to come and speak to somebody specifically. God said he's going to take you to a place, and people will look at you and say, my, it cannot be that she's the one. Who would have thought? Who could have imagined that you would be sitting here? I don't know what you're believing God for, but today I came to speak to you. Can you receive it? I said, can you receive it? Who would have ever imagined? When Joseph had a dream and a little boy, nobody ever thought that it was ever going to come to pass. He was sold as a slave. He was lied about and he went to prison. Many things happened. Nothing ever showed that his dream would ever come to pass. But God has a set time. Oh, I said something very important right there. The way the situation was going, the way things were happening in his life, there's no way you could ever imagine. Because if you're going to become a king, you must move steadily. You might be going upwards. You might be working in the king's palace. You must become a prince. You must go to a certain type of school. But Joseph was rather going down. Meanwhile, God has said that you are going to become a ruler. How come things are going down when God says I'm going to be up? I'm preaching. I'm preaching to you directly. As you sit in church today, I don't know what circumstance. When I woke up early morning, I was feeling a little bit of discouragement. And God said, this is my world. And I'm going to turn this around for your favor. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Are you still in church today? Joseph was supposed to go up, but rather he was going down. He was carried as a slave, bought and sent into Potiphar's home. This little boy had dreams and had visions of where God was taking him. But circumstances were rather opposite, contrary to what he expected. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here? And he finds himself now in prison, washing clothes of the prison officers and polishing shoes. That was Joseph, who was supposed to be up there. Now he's down there.
But one day, when Joseph heard his name, you are being called. Who was calling him? He got a phone call from the king. May you receive a phone call that will change your life forever. Amen. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Who would have imagined? Now you see, God had a plan for Joseph. And God wanted him, setting him up so that he can rather become a channel, an instrument of blessing. That was God's master plan. I said that was God's master plan. The master plan of God was that Joseph was going to be so promoted and he's going to be a channel of blessing to those who maltreated him. As God, as when they called Joseph, and before we read about him, the next thing we read about Joseph now is that he is now called the king's father. He became a father to Pharaoh. What a blessing. He became a father to Pharaoh. God's ways are not your ways. God's ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Am I talking to anybody here? Push your neighbor and say, the man is talking to you. Who would have thought that Joseph was going to sit up there? Who could have ever imagined? So when his brothers came in the time of famine to come and buy food in Egypt, and then they said, the prime minister wants to see you. And they stand there, they begin to wonder, who is this guy who seems to be familiar and talking to us? And they were shaking and they were so nervous. And they never in their lifetime imagined, they never could have imagined that the brother they saw him being dragged on the road and crying. They never thought that this same brother would be sitting up there serving them and giving them food to eat. Who would have thought? That's how your life will become. I didn't hear you. Amen. How many of you are still in church? Who would have thought that you'd be a pastor? Who would have thought? Unimaginable. Amen. Look at Esther, a young lady whose father died in the battle, carried away into Babylon, into Assyria, a slave girl. Without a father, without a mother, only an uncle to prop her up and to encourage her. And this Esther girl walking around, a slave girl, not without any identity, without any significance, a non-entity, an entity that is not, that doesn't exist, a non-entity. That was Esther. That was Esther. But then Esther, one day, she was sweeping the floor, mopping the sitting room, when she got a phone call from the king's assistant. They said, the king is in love with you. The next time we read about Esther, she was sitting next to her as the queen of the land. Now listen to me, friends. These things is called eye-popping miracle. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know some of you cannot relate to what I'm saying. You can't, because it looks too far-fetched. It's like, how can it relate to me? Me sitting here, how can this stuff relate to me? But you are the reason for this message. I say you are the reason for this message. Can I have an amen? Amen. Esther became the queen, sitting up there next to the king. Because God had divinely arranged that this young girl was going to rise up. This girl from nowhere. This boy from Kaswa. This guy from Aigbe town. This guy that nobody knows. God has a bigger plan, a higher agenda for his life and for her life. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Do you believe God has a higher agenda for you? Nobody can look. You see, people may know your past. They may know your present. But nobody can determine your future. Your future is in the hands of God. Shout amen. You may know the mistakes I made in the past. You may know me as a present. But my future is not in your hands. Tell your neighbor, my future is not in your hands. Am I talking to anybody here? Your future is not even in the hand of your boss. Say, Bishop, say it again. Bless God for the bosses, but your future is not in their hands. Amen. Your future is in the hands of Almighty God. I see God reorganizing your life. I see God taking you to the place where you belong. I see God taking you higher and higher and higher. I see God opening supernatural doors for you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? You that went to school with your clothes in empty carton. Can I talk to somebody here? You who, when they say you are giving offering 5 cedis, you are dodging. Who would have thought that one day you can sign a check of $1,000? I know you didn't hear it. I know you didn't hear it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still in church? Am I talking to anybody here? Ask your neighbor. I know you don't know me, but introduce yourself to your neighbor. Tell him who you are. Tell him how important you are. I mean, Jesus. I mean, I introduce. Do you know? Do you know her? Do you know him? Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Kato shaka bahatosi. Zandora bakataya. Who would have thought that you'd be sitting on the marriage chair being introduced that you're about to get married? I see God bringing you from the back to the front. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Who would have thought that you are now Mrs.? What a blessing. What a blessing. How many of you are still in church? Who would have thought that you too, ushers will be directing where to park your car? I wish I can dance. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I said that you be coming to church and ushers, oh, move here, just park here, this is your space. You who have taken trouble all your life. Hey! I'm preaching. You are going to see people off at the airport all the time. Who would have thought that people are coming to see you at the airport? You are going for holidays and you are coming back in 3 weeks. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. Who would have thought? Who would have ever thought? Who would have said that you, Sarah, you? Am I preaching? Are you still here? Can you receive this blessing for your life? Do you believe this miracle will come to your life? Who would have said miracles? I release them into your life in the name of Jesus. I release them into your life in the name of Jesus. I release blessing into your life in the name of Jesus. Who would have said? Who would have ever said? Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever imagined? That was Sarah. As she heard the baby, she said, who would have ever thought? That was Esther. As she sat by the king, she told herself, who would have ever imagined that a slave girl like me, whose father died without a father, would ever become a queen in a strange land? That was Joseph. As he was ministering to the king, he told himself, who would have ever imagined? That was David, when he was a shepherd boy, and God said, call me that little boy. I'm going to anoint him and make him a king. Who would have ever thought that a shepherd boy would become a king? I'm preaching. Today I came to speak to you. God said I should tell you, who would have said blessing? Who would have said miracles? Who would have ever thought, imagined blessing shall be your portion? Stand to your feet, everybody. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands for the Lord. If you believe it. If you believe it. Say, I believe. I believe. Come and shout, I believe. Oh, I don't know what's your life. I don't know what is it that seems to be missing in your life. But God said there's a set time for you. There's a set time for Joseph. There's a set time for Esther. There's a set time for David. And for you, there's a set time. Lift your two hands up high and begin to thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord right now. Yeah, lift your two hands up high.
Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord.
Who would have ever suggested?
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Nobody would ever choose you. Nobody thought you'd ever be chosen. Nobody thought you'd ever be promoted. Nobody thought you'd ever be the candidate. But look at what God has done.
Yes,
To stand in your church.
Yes, Lord.
Only you know our future.
Yes.
We bless you that our future is not in the hands of man.
Yes.
Our futures are in your hands.
Amen.
Our futures are in your hands.
Amen.
That is why we lift our hands to you today.
Yes.
May you determine the brightness of our future.
Amen.
May you make our future bright and bright and
bright. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I rebuke
every darkness.
Yes.
I disperse every darkness.
Yes.
I drive away every hold of the enemy.
Amen.
I break every chain of the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Every limitation.
Yes.
Every limitation.
Yes.
I push the walls down.
Amen.
I push those walls down.
Amen.
Any wall the enemy has erected.
Yes.
To discourage you.
Yes.
To prevent you from going higher.
Yes.
By the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I push that wall down.
Amen.
I push that wall down.
Amen.
We lift our hands to you today.
Yes.
We lift our hands to you today.
Yes, Lord.
Surprise people.
Yes.
Surprise our family.
Yes, Lord.
Surprise our classmates.
Surprise, Lord.
Surprise our friends.
Yes.
Surprise our enemies.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Surprise even we ourselves.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless your children.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your people.
Yes, Lord.
And we say one day.
Yes.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Yes.
Somebody who was nobody.
Hey.
Nobody has become who you are.
Yes.
I bless. I speak a blessing.
Amen.
I speak a blessing.
Amen.
I speak a blessing.
Amen.
Over your life.
Yes.
I rebuke the devil.
Yes.
That tells you.
Yes.
You will stay where you are.
Yes.
I rebuke the voice of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
That tells you.
Yes.
You will not make progress.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God lift you up.
Yes.
May God lift you up.
Amen.
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 May God put laughter in your mouth.
Yes.
May God put laughter in your mouth.
Amen.
May you laugh again.
Amen.
May you laugh again.
Yes, Lord.
May God give you a reason to laugh.
Yes.
A reason to laugh.
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 Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you. I pray for every young person.
Yes.
I pray for every young woman.
Amen.
Every old woman. Every person here today who is believing for a miracle. Lord, give us who would have said miracles. Who would have ever thought miracles?
Amen.
Who would have ever imagined miracles?
Amen.
May that happen in our lives.
Yes.
May our stories change.
Yes.
May our stories change.
Yes, Lord.
May our stories change.
Change, Lord.
May the word say, look what the Lord has done. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
We bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
We honor you.
Honor you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Now every head bowed, every eye closed. As we end the service. Just close your eyes in this church, wherever you are standing. Maybe somebody invited you here. Maybe you came because a friend is dedicating the baby. You came because of a wedding, or you came because somebody invited you and you responded into the invitation. But today, God wants to touch your life. This morning, God wants to change your life forever. Today, in this service, God wants his glory to be seen in your life. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to lift your right hand if you want Jesus to come into your heart. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. See your hands. God bless you. Lift it higher than your head. I need to pray for you today. I need to ask God's blessing. I need to ask that God will take control and make your future bright. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Father, thank you for these lifted hands. Everyone that desires to know you and serve you, desires you to be the Lord of their lives, I pray for them that as their hands are lifted, you take absolute control of their lives. Now, if you lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to walk to the front. Come to me right here. Just come. Just come. Come all the way. God bless you. Just stay here.
When Jesus was,
keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
My sins away.
Oh, he taught me how
to watch and pray and let rejoice in every way. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus was.
To watch and pray
and live rejoicing every day.
Somebody join me in the front and the back. Let's all say this prayer together. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning,
I give my heart to you. I
make you the Lord of my life.
I make you the Lord of my life.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Please write my name in the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today, I promise to serve you.
I promise to serve you.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to walk with you.
I promise to walk with
the
you.
The rest of my life. Dear Lord Jesus. My life belongs to you.
Dear Lord Jesus.
My life belongs to you.
Receive me.
As your child.
Thank you.
For receiving me.
Thank you.
For writing my name.
In the book of life.
From today. I promise to serve you.
And walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. God richly bless all of you. We see our lady pastor right there. She's going to talk to you. Just take your details down quickly and then you will come back. All right. So if you can go this way, clap your hands for all these wonderful, wonderful people.
He taught me how to worship and pray and live rejoicing every day.
I said hallelujah. I don't know why you are sitting down so quickly. Can we stand again? We are just about to close. Can we sing this song? The life is your
hand. You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always.
Trouble, they don't last always.
But there's a friend
in Jesus.
Who will wipe your tears away? And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way. In the morning,
troubles they don't last always.
Oh, for there's a friend in Jesus.
Who wipe your tears away?
Who wipe your tears away?
And if your heart is broken,
and if your heart is broken,
just lift your hands and say. Your glory and for your honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.